Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Previously on My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Belinda put Adam's hose up to her nose.
If you say hose one more time.
Smelt it and said, Maltings. Irish.
What?
Brush mills. Situated on the North Antrim coast.
Fuck off.
This is all mole's hair.
Mole's hair. Mole skin.
Mole's hair.
Mole's hair.
The individual hairs of a mole.
Do they have long blonde manes? I've never seen a mole's hair.
Not bad for a lad.
For a lad?
Not a bad cock for a lad.
Would you say he was hung like a red London bus, Belinda?
What?
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. Alice, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, thanks for asking for the first time in like 1.5
10 years.
Jesus Christ. James, how are you?
Much better, thank you.
Oh, yeah, you were ill last week.
Yeah, but actually, weirdly, the next day I was feeling way better. So thank you, Rocky. Thank you, Belinda.
You know when they say you should sweat it out? It's kind of like doing that, isn't it? Reading a chapter of this.
Yeah.
It's like getting all those toxins out via the page.
I tend to just cry it out.
Yeah, but that works for you, you know?
You're
glowing.
Thank you.
I'm just glad she stopped singing. Literally, until we pressed record, Alice was singing True Colours by Cyndi Lauper.
I had to start the intro just to shut her up.
Okay. A... jealousy is really unattractive.
B, you can't sing.
Oh my God, you're so flat.
Like, you two are so transparent.
Mate. What does that mean?
Like, people always want to pull down the tall oak or whatever the saying is. So let's just have a little recap. Last week, not a lot happened until the very end.
Yeah, she was getting fitted for her £5,000.
Didn't think you were going to say fitted.
I know, yeah, me neither.
I was like, I missed that.
I thought you were going to say fisted.
No, she was being fitted with Bella's help, I guess.
Bella was pissed as a fart, though. She wasn't much help at all. She was just caterwauling and dribbling.
She came to, though, didn't she, when she realised a little bit of sex was on offer? She suddenly was sober as a judge then. Yeah.
Poked her right up.
With Adam.
Oh, Adam. I don't know what I make of Adam.
I was going to say, I've already forgotten Adam.
But do you know why? It's because he's the most like the reader. So he's forgettable within the milieu of Rocky's characters.
He's not very eccentric. He's quite normal, really, even though he does wear a thong with like black red lining.
True, because a couple of weeks ago we were saying that actually we all identified with him the most because he was the most sane.
I think Samantha's kind of sane. She's just trying to get on with it. She's trying to earn some money to go to college. She's like keeping my head down and not paying attention to this.
That's true.
As much as I loved the shop, I'm glad we're out. It sounds like we're out there now.
You don't know that.
Up and away. Unless we're not going up another floor with Cedric, are we?
Oh my God, no.
The shop's just the house from up. It's just all going to be like taken.
The whole thing's lifted.
Transported to a whole other dimension. No, yeah, this chapter is called Up, Up and Away. You guys, I feel pretty confident that it's going to be about hot air ballooning. I'm not sure it is.
Well, Up, Up and Away could be Mile High, but we've kind of done that. And I feel like Rocky, he gets quite bored quite easily. So once he's covered a topic, he's like, next.
I'll be interested to see where we jump in the timeline.
Right, yeah.
Because I don't feel like we're just leaving the shop now. I feel like we're going to jump ahead a few days.
We better do, because we're moving very slowly.
Seriously.
It's kind of real time, isn't it? We're moving half an hour at a time.
But it does feel odd that we were in Amsterdam, this book. That feels so long ago.
This time last series, we were wrapping up.
That's true.
This was the last episode last series.
You can but dream, right, James?
There's still so long to go.
Was it 13 episodes?
Yeah.
Series one? God, why would we do that?
Unlucky for some.
So, are we ready to jump in?
I'm ready to jump up.
I'm ready to jump off a cliff.
Come on, we can do it as a team.
Come on.
Yeah, we can. We love it, really.
Yeah, go okay. Belinda. Woo!
So, wow. James, you've been watching so many sports movies.
You know me so well.
James just became a straight.
My heart's fluttering.
He just grabbed his chest.
Clutch my pearls.
Dramatic way ever.
Oh, that makes more sense.
So, Belinda Blink 2, Chapter 13, Up, Up and Away. Bella and Belinda were standing in line to board the Texas-bound flight.
Wow, okay, so we have jumped forward in time quite drastically. They're not dressed in their equestrian wear, are they?
We'll find out, I guess. But are we really disappointed if this is just another repeat of the flight that she took with Betty Davis or whatever she was called?
Betty Wilkes.
Betty Wilkes.
Vicky Woods. And Hazel the pilot.
Hazel the co-pilot.
Hang on their what? Texas flight?
Yeah.
They're off to see Jim Sterling!
So when I said I'd be disappointed, Mama. I definitely will. And so will she.
Would you really make the 1,000-mile trek to go and see Jim Sterling?
Well, Bella's coming too, and he won Bella, right, in the tombola?
Yeah, but she just showed him the catalogue, if I remember rightly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, didn't he want to know the different diameters of the different saucepans or something?
Yeah.
Maybe she has some sort of connection with him, though. A mentor, mentee?
I mean, there's not a lot that Jim can show anyone, is there, really? He can try his best.
Wow, so we're off to America.
We are.
He's got good southern manners, though, hasn't he, Jim?
I don't remember that.
Didn't he, like, call her, like, madam and stuff?
Missy, yeah. He likes some bear.
He does like some bear.
Oh, everyone's going to be so pleased that Jim Sterling's back.
He has become one of those characters that people love to hate.
He's indelible.
Considering he only had one chapter in the first book as well, he made quite the impression.
That is crazy, isn't it?
And considering in that one chapter he made no impression physically.
So they were standing in line to board the Texas-bound flight, watching the air crew walk onto the plane.
If we're going to be in this level of detail, yeah. Honest to God, I'm going to, like, pull the ripcord on my parachute and just jump right now.
That's Hazel, the blonde.
So she does short and long haul. She does all the flights for different airlines.
Do pilots only normally do one or the other?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think you just moonlight on everything, do you? You're usually like a BA pilot or you're a whatever pilot, aren't you?
You don't just turn up and get assigned a plane on the day. You can do the Texas flight, Hazel.
What, you're saying that CityJet don't fly to Texas?
You're right, we madness, are being guys. Stupid.
That's Hazel, the blonde, second from the front with the sexy cap.
The one with the cap then, surely. The one that's dressed as the pilot, that might help.
Bit of a stanner, Belinda, if you ask me, said Bella.
We knew it was Bella, thank you.
Tits to die for, Bella, said Belinda.
How can you see? She'd be wearing a blazer. You can't see if she's got good tits or not.
But Belinda knows from experience.
Oh, I suppose she does. Well, does she?
Actually, no.
Did she unbutton the blouse or was it just all handsy?
It was definitely the aerofoil flaps, but I'm not sure if she got into the actual mechanics.
Yeah. She knows she's got a clit to die for, but that's about it. Also, why is everyone dying for everyone's boobs? Everyone's clits.
Everyone's so dramatic, aren't they? It's like something so emo about it all.
Tits to die for.
I would literally die for your tits right now.
I'm going to throw myself on this building because your tits are amazing.
Tits to die for, Bella, said Belinda. Not better than ours. Surely not Belinda.
But I hate Bella now. Bella is so gross.
You've ruined Bella for everyone.
Look, I'm just going where Dad's writing takes me with these characters. What can I say?
You are sprinkling a little bit of your own magic on there.
Not better than ours. Surely not Belinda. I'll let you be the judge of that. Promises, promises, Belinda, said Bella.
What's wrong with Bella?
Promises, promises.
She's like an errant Jim Henson puppet these days.
So, but what's Belinda suggesting there? That Bella's going to be able to get into the cockpit of the plane and see Hazel's tits? Because Hazel's got to fly the freaking plane.
Oh, is she not going to do an introduction, do we not think?
Well, you don't often get to meet the pilot, do you?
Not anymore. It's a safety thing. And I'm sure grabbing someone's tits while they're flying is unsafe.
I imagine all physical contact is poo-pooed.
Poo-pooed.
Unbeknown to Belinda, Hazel had both her and Bella upgraded from economy comfort class to VIP.
There's no such thing as VIP.
Or economy comfort class.
Economy comfort class.
It's the classic ECC.
Is there a class lower than economy comfort class? Is there like just economy where
cargo.
You're sitting on like a brick?
Also on some of them when you just have to stand.
Yeah, with a handle.
Yeah, like catching a bus. It was their first big surprise of the day, and Belinda started to muse that it wasn't their last.
How long's the flight?
Too long. Champagne was the de rigueur.
Not how you use that.
How do you use de rigueur?
Well, you would say champagne was de rigueur. I don't think you say was the de rigueur. Not a noun.
Champagne was the de rigueur. And as they were both thirsty, it wasn't long before two bottles were consumed.
Jesus.
Where's your pal, Hazel? Asked Bella. Shouldn't she have surfaced by now?
We've just seen her.
Oh, yeah.
She's pissed as a yak. We've just seen her.
Probably flying around some big thunderstorms.
What? You've just seen her? You've literally just seen her. What's wrong with her? Am I the only one that remembers?
No, you're absolutely right.
No, I think, in Rocky's defence, I think there's been a passage of the time. I think we're in the air. I know it's not been made very clear, but I do think we're in the air. That's why they've had two bottles of champagne.
There's been a passage of time within the sentence.
I mean...
because they were standing in line.
It's the only thing that explains it.
Okay.
Did they pass out and woke up on the flight?
They've been stretchered on.
They're wrapped in a blanket and then they put the seatbelt across you.
Probably flying around some big thunderstorms, replied Belinda, still thinking about her time with the Countess Zara, which, truth be told, she still hadn't fully recovered from.
I've actually kind of put the Countess Zara out of my mind.
I was going to say, that was a while ago. She's obviously left quite the impression on Belinda.
I think she's having, like, flashbacks, like, oh, my God, oh, my God, not again.
I guess that was the last time she was on a plane, to be fair.
Yeah.
Well, quite.
Do you think Belinda has, like, night terrors about her past sexual experience? She's like, the vault! The window! Gregor!
Oh, the grease.
Greasy lips.
Oh, God. Belinda couldn't believe how amazing her time was with her, and she had to arrange an introduction to the Duchess ASAP.
What? Introduce the Duchess?
To the Countess.
This is just hierarchy gone mad.
And is that a good idea? I feel like...
Power struggles.
Yeah, the Countess might not be best pleased meeting someone who's so much more ahead of her in the hierarchy of the land.
I don't see what could be gained from that. They don't move in similar circles.
No. And also, historically, surely quite big enemies, Russia and the UK.
Well, then maybe it could just be quite a fun, angry sex. They both come armed with their dildos like their cannons.
Ew.
I hope it's a cold war.
Oh, seriously, yeah.
I'm just picturing that introductory email. Countess, meet the Duchess. The Duchess did me with a massive dildo. The Countess put me in a shop window. I'll just let you chat amongst yourselves.
Well, let's hope she turns up soon before I get too pissed.
Too late.
Maybe just stop drinking.
Said a still thirsty Bella.
You don't drink champagne to quench your thirst. Like, drink some water.
My dad does. As you're drinking enough for two people, Bella, that might take some time.
She's drinking for two?
Is she pregnant?
She can't be drinking like that pregnant. You say eating for two, you don't tend to say drinking for two.
They both laughed and ordered another bottle of bubbly, just to be on the safe side.
Both the two of them laughed and the two people that Bella was drinking for. Everybody laughed.
To be fair, though, if it's free and they're in VIP, you might as well rinse it, eh?
But they are in VIP now, aren't they? So
yeah, whenever I fly first, I'm always raiding that fridge of Chardonnay.
Sorry, not first, VIP.
Oh, sorry. I have no point of reference.
It's really very different.
As the plane flew on, they snoozed in the luxury of the big, wide, reclined seats.
I think you'd probably get a bed in VIP. Not just a wide chair.
It's premium economy.
It's just a reclined seat.
They all recline. Even in economy comfort class, they recline.
When awake, they drank champagne and waited patiently for Hazel's break time.
You don't get a break on a flight.
Recess.
What did you do? Just like wedge a broomstick on the steering?
Put a brick on the accelerator. It actually came sooner than they expected, with Hazel awakening them both with an urgent shaking of the shoulder hissing.
Hissing?
With an urgent shaking of the shoulder hissing.
Oh, a shoulder,
shoulder hissing. There's no comma.
There's no comma. There's a comma after hissing.
It's a very Jim Sterling. A shoulder hissing. Sounds kind of like a bit...
A shoulder hissing.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is she hissing like a cat? Like...
It actually came sooner than they expected, with Hazel awakening them both with an urgent shaking of the shoulder hissing.
Follow me to the forward toilet area.
Belinda and Bella did as instructed and watched in disbelief as Hazel unlocked what to them looked like an emergency exit.
Oh, good God.
That is my biggest fear on a plane. You know the emergency exit doors? What's to stop anyone just open, like some loon, like opening them?
I think they're safer than they appear. Don't worry, James.
Thank you.
You won't die.
But also saying, what happens if some loon That some loon is Belinda.
No, that some loon is Bella.
Yeah, she'd be like, I'm just going to the toilet.
Oh, is that the wrong handle? Oops. They watched in disbelief as Hazel unlocked what to them looked like an emergency exit.
She's a maniac.
Oh, my God.
She calmly pushed down the large cream-coloured handle and pulled the door open. A small spiral staircase led up to a cramped area.
Fuck off.
Led up to a first floor maisonette.
This is ridiculous.
Pretty much, James. A small spiral staircase led up to a cramped area above the first class passenger section. Five identical doors, all about 4 feet in height, were laid out in front of them.
So there's like a Hobbit apartment.
It's Hobbiton. It's Lilliput.
No, but is this a thing on planes? Because I'm sure on long-haul flights before, I've seen, like, the cabin crew do have an area to go to. And I'm never sure where it is.
There's a spiral staircase on a plane.
It's not Air Force One.
I'm not sure it's a spiral staircase, but there's definitely like a little secret section for the crew.
Their only identification was B1. To B5.
It's the five books of Belinda Blink.
I honestly dread to think what's behind every single one.
I know. What do you think?
I think a sleeping member of cabin crew that each of them can go and shag.
Oh.
So they pick a door and they go in and it's
and
like...
it's potluck.
Yeah,
you don't potluck. Know who it is.
Although potluck, doesn't that mean like bring a dish in America? And in many ways, this is bring a dish.
Hazel headed immediately to B3 and went inside.
It's like battleships. Hazel to B3.
I feel like Hazel's like pre-planned that. She knows who she wants.
Well, we don't know that Alice's theory is correct.
I feel like she's onto something.
All right, yeah. Catty over there. I haven't heard anything from you.
Belinda and Bella followed. To their surprise, the whole area was a large bed. Nothing else. But it was big enough for three people.
Oh, no.
No, it's not.
B3.
B for three.
That's what it says.
It just says B3.
Big enough for three people.
That's not what B3. That's not what B3 means.
So each room is the number of people you can squeeze in there.
Well, James, Belinda asked the obvious question. Does B3 mean bonking capacity for three people?
Yes, they've got five rooms in the top of an aircraft, each designed for orgies.
And how huge would B5 be?
Also gutted if you're B1.
Billy No Mates in B1.
Does B3 mean bonking capacity for three people? Exactly, replied Hazel. Do you think us air crew are stupid?
Currently, yes.
This is crazy.
I think Rocky's stupid.
I genuinely despair.
No offence, Dad. Space is of the utmost in any aeroplane, and no employee would ever think of using a B5 area for only four people.
What's happening?
Next time I'm on a plane... I'm looking for the spiral staircase. I'm going to check this is factually accurate because...
No, but then you'll be that maniac that's like grabbing at the door.
In B1.
I'm going to B1.
You're straight into B1.
Also, five, like, is that just for all the crew to get together and have a little bonging session? Or if you manage to recruit four other people on a plane to go for an orgy upstairs?
Yeah, and they all have to be from VIP or can some of them be from economy comfort class?
I do worry about you, James, if you go on a flight and you're like, I'm just looking for the bonking rooms. Then you're just like grabbing at like handles and opening cupboards and stuff. They're going to be like, sir, we're going to have to sedate you if you don't calm down.
They definitely check your shoes.
It's going to be an emergency landing.
You know the cliche of like being in a room and people are bonking upstairs and you can kind of hear it on the ceiling?
Mm.
Would you get that if you're in economy comfort class and they're up in, you know, the bonk salon?
What if they fall through into the luggage compartments?
In the overhead bins.
Or they make all of the air drop down.
Yeah. Their leg comes through one of the oxygen masks.
Well, I hope Belinda will fix hers before she helps Bella.
Always. You know, you've watched the video.
Belinda and Bella nodded their heads. It indeed made sense. But how often did a B5 area get used?
It indeed did make sense. No, it didn't.
Or, for that matter, a B4 area. And could they be invited the next time it did?
Is it really bonking for four? Like, it's not just bedroom four.
Thankfully, they never wanted to be in the B1 area. Sorry, James. Was it for males only, they both thought? No, women could masturbate too.
Right, Alice?
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering if you could just do it quietly, though, in a B5.
Or in your seat with a blanket over you.
Well, quite. I mean, Belinda doesn't even need to go up the spiral staircase.
It somehow... seemed to them both very lonely.
Oh, God.
Can we just get in B3, please? Jesus Christ. All this talk.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hazel looked at her large silver watch with its fluorescent green hands.
Oh my God, classy.
That sounds gross. Also, a massive, like, I imagine it's like a clock on
her arm. Also, how much do co-pilots get paid? They're loaded. Sounds like the cheapest watch you'd get in a Kinder egg.
Yeah, she's bought that, like, back up at the airport, hasn't she? Like, one's broken and she's gone, God, I need another.
One of those Swatch watches that you, like, slap onto your wrist.
I love those.
Come on, guys. I've only got 51 minutes left of my break.
How long does she get off on like a 12-hour flight? Fucking hell.
Let's have some action.
Shouldn't say that.
She did.
She's a geezer, isn't she, Hazel?
Let's have some action.
Let's have some action, babe.
There's no romance with her. 51 minutes on the clock. Get your kit off, sweetheart.
Bella and Belinda both dived on Hazel.
Dived on her.
And she screamed in delight, gurgling, "It's okay. We're soundproofed."
These rooms are soundproof. They've gone to the expense of soundproofing the rooms. So they're little mini recording studios, essentially, in the top of a plane.
She soon lost her uniform and pretty quickly her undergarments, which to Belinda seemed quite sexy for standard issue airline employee clothing.
They don't issue underwear.
They don't give you your underwear. It's not like working at Forster's. They don't all have the same knickers on.
Well, so what knickers would you wear as a pilot? Something big, I imagine. Something comfy for the flight.
I guess something that you could fashion into something that would save your life if the plane went down.
Large and durable.
Exactly.
She mused, they must have an enlightened buyer to be purchasing this lot. Must make contact.
For God's sake. For what purpose?
She can't sell them pots and pans.
But she'll sell anything. I think she's always teeing up her next job.
But the people that sell, apparently, regulation underwear for co-pilots aren't interested in Teflon kitchenware.
Maybe she's, like, lining her war chest for when she leaves Steels.
Just making loads of contacts.
Yeah.
As in she can sell anything.
Exactly.
She's going to have the fattest little black book after this, honestly.
And yet none of them could she call up because she'll have shagged them all.
Hazel was stripped naked in 90 seconds.
I love it when he times it.
Which is quite a long time.
Yeah. It's ages.
It's a minute and a half, guys.
Made it sound like it was frantic. It sounds like they've folded stuff up, you know, put it in a corner as usual.
Hazel was stripped naked in 90 seconds and Bella paused to assess her tits.
I think that's actually really rude. Because if I was in a moment with somebody and they stripped me or I stripped them, and then you pause to be
judge
like,
them.
Is that all right? I mean,
Let me get a look at this.
Exactly, you can't do that.
Get your clipboard out and write a report.
Belinda, I think you may be correct, though I'll need Giselle to qualify my assessment.
About the tits.
Mm.
Sure.
Surely not, replied Belinda. And with a flying leap, Bella left.
Flying leap!
With a flying kick.
There is not enough room to do a flying leap.
I was going to say, a flying leap.
It's just got a bed in it. 4 foot house. It's a little hut.
It's a little holiday hut.
Little den.
With a flying leap, Bella landed on top of Belinda. And with Hazel's help. Cowabunga!
Why do I feel like they're in, like, zero gravity?
Do you know those Japanese hotels that are just pods?
Yeah, that's essentially what they're in.
So weird.
With a flying leap, Bella landed on top of Belinda and with Hazel's help, had her stripped off in a record 40 seconds.
Still taking ages. Why is it a pylon?
Not a record because I'm sure Peter Rouse got undressed in, like, 29 seconds or something.
Well, that's doing it yourself, isn't it?
And he is a Lothario.
And he was dead eager. He was repulsively keen.
That left Bella still somewhat attired, but Hazel had other ideas and went on the attack. God.
Why can't people just be romantic? Yeah.
Bella soon succumbed and the three girls were now stripped for action, so to speak.
So they say.
And then the real fun started.
Oh, really? Because we were having so much fun already.
Brace yourselves.
Oh, God. In the brace position, Alice.
Oh, don't encourage them to go in the brace position.
You got your life jacket.
I'd rather just go down with the ship, honestly.
Belinda grabbed Hazel's breasts and started preening them with her fingers.
Have they got hair on them? Is she plucking them?
Yeah, like orangutans, you know, when they pick the...
Yeah, boink, boink.
Not picking the nits out of
them.
Yeah,
exactly, and the like, ticks.
Nits on the tits.
It was a very slow touch, much in the style of an Irish wake.
What? I do beg your pardon.
The amount of Irish wakes I've been to where we all preen each other's tits.
Is that what you do at an Irish wake?
What does that mean?
Well, it means this. Much in the style of an Irish wake. A lot of feeling without much emotion. Or perhaps a lot of emotion without much feeling.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Rocky's had 3 bottles of champagne when he was writing this.
I actually have no grasp on what he's talking about. Like, sometimes I know a bit.
So can you just translate that for us a little bit? So what, an Irish wake?
I would if I could, mate. I can't.
Feeling with no emotion or emotion with no feeling.
So it's either a lot of feeling without much emotion or it's a lot of emotion without much feeling.
Both of which mean nothing.
And both contradict each other.
Yeah, so which means
completely.
Nothing.
Doesn't emotion mean feeling? Aren't they synonyms? What's happening?
Whatever. Hazel soon started to respond with the...
Even Rocky's like, whatever, don't dwell on it. Yeah,
whatever. Hazel soon started to respond, and then Bella started on her vagina.
Started on, like, you want some? What are you looking at, bruv? You want a bit of vagina, eh?
You getting smart with me?
Bella started on her vagina. Gently at first, but with enough pressure from Bella's 2 fingers to create a growing feeling of need.
Need with a K?
Dough balls.
She's got lots of air into that vagina. Gorgeous.
Leave it to stand for a couple of hours.
Let it prove, for God's sake.
These are like little proving drawers, little hot pockets.
God, that would just be thrush, wouldn't it?
Oh God.
All that yeast. It's not good.
In a damp environment.
Oh, God. Get the canister.
Hazel threw back her long, blonde hair and opened her legs wider, arched her back, increasing the pressure on her breast from Belinda's now deft touches.
Deft, guys, drink, deft.
And started to moan seductively.
There isn't a way. We've established through both of these books, a moan is always...
Imagine if, like, they started to hit turbulence or something, you know, and they were like, can you please return to your seats, put your seatbelts on? They'd be like, oh, shit.
I'm elbow deep here. Hang on.
What's going to happen if they need Hazel?
To fly the plane.
Yeah. Because I presume at this point there's one person or naught persons in the cockpit.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if she's just left it unmanned.
And when you go for your break, you don't go off the radar.
No, yeah, you should be contactable at all times.
You're on a plane after all, lest we forget.
Well, most people would find it hard to go walkabout on a plane. Not Hazel.
And she's definitely one of those people that's like, I get an hour for lunch, so I'm taking an hour.
Job's worth.
Have you seen Flight Plan where the little girl just goes completely missing and everyone's like, where the hell is that little girl?
Don't be silly. On a flight?
On a flight. This is what's happened here. I think she turns out to be in the cargo pit or something. Spoiler alert.
Jesus. Great. Thanks for that, James.
The whole point was just to ruin the film.
It's queued up on my Netflix, is that? Belinda eventually straddled Hazel, placing her vagina over Hazel's face and slowly
placing it.
Serving it up.
It's like she's grabbed each side, opened it up, and then like wrapped a bit round one ear, wrapped a bit round the other ear.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it shouldn't really be that big, but Hazel could have a really tiny head.
Like an oxygen mask.
Yeah, very much like an oxygen mask.
Oh. Oh,
no. Please fit your vagina before assisting people with others.
Oh, no. Belinda eventually straddled Hazel, placing her vagina over Hazel's face and slowly went down on her.
That's not what going down means. How many times? Just lowering your vagina onto someone's face is not going down on someone.
Great for your quads, though.
Oh, Lord.
She's strong.
She's a strong woman.
She's kind of slut dropping on her.
Well, actually, you say she's strong. She might have just put all of her weight and her vagina on her face. We don't know that she's supporting herself.
So she placed her vagina over Hazel's face and slowly went down on her.
I just think Hazel has like one eye peeking out, frantically looking round.
Hazel responded by licking firstly her lids and then finding her clitoris.
She's just trying to scream to get out. She's like, well, help, help.
The initial small amount of fluid being produced was greedily licked up by Hazel.
Stop it, Jamie, stop it.
I'm just reading the book.
That can't always be your defence.
Is that her lunch? Is that what she's got, like...
It's her lunch break.
You know what, though? I'd take it over what they serve on the plane.
James, not in VIP.
Always go Asian vegetarian. You get a really nice paneer curry. Honestly, that's my tip.
You've flown VIP far too much.
Honestly, you get that back in coach as well.
Asian vegetarian.
Asian vegetarian. Right, you didn't hear it from me, okay.
The initial small amount of fluid being produced was greedily licked up by Hazel, who smacked her lips hungrily.
She can't smack her lips. They're inside Belinda. They're trapped inside.
She's lip to lip, literally.
Oh, no.
They're French kissing.
Is that what that is? That's probably what Rocky thinks it is.
The fluid is greedily licked up by Hazel, who smacked her lips hungrily from time to time.
From time to time.
Like, what is that? Very odd. Very odd, Dad. Bella had, in the meantime, placed her ass in Belinda's face.
That's very good of her.
And her mouth over Hazel's clitoris.
Her mouth over...
Hang on, what? No.
No.
Oh, no, yeah, okay. Because
Belinda's vag is in Hazel's face.
And she's facing towards Hazel's feet.
Yeah.
Bella's bum is in Belinda's face. And Bella's face is in Hazel's vagina.
But I feel like the bum in Belinda's face is just a byproduct of the vagina. I don't think she's particularly bearing the bum. I think that's just a kind of like leftover.
She's not
really
arsed with
that.
It, is she?
Yeah, well,
she's
like,
oh, don't mind me. Sorry about that.
We can both fit in here kind of thing. They should have gone in B5, shouldn't they?
They should have. Bella's like, does my bum look big in your face? In the meantime, she'd placed her ass in Belinda's face and her mouth over Hazel's clitoris, with her tongue soon making a huge impact.
Why is the mouth over the clitoris? The clitoris is really small.
It's little.
Maybe she's pursing her lip. She's like, got it really... Like she's whistling.
Oh, so it's like very specific.
Mm-hmm.
So she's whistling on her clitoris.
Can we all stop?
She'd be licking it. Is she licking it?
No, just placed her mouth over it.
Sounds like she's sucking it like a straw.
Oh, that went right through me. That was horrible.
Well, her tongue was soon making a huge impact.
I bet it was.
That left Belinda sucking Bella's vagina as best she could.
As best she could? Oh, because of the positioning.
It's like trying to suck the udders on a cow.
Well, tell me more. Cooper family holidays were a hoot.
Also, no, it's not.
Yeah, what do you think is hanging low?
Also, why is that my first thing that I go to?
I don't know.
Like, what am I talking about?
That left Belinda sucking Bella's vagina as best she could. But with a little assistance from her fingers, she was soon able to kickstart a flow of wetness.
She's like hot-wired her vagina.
It's like a Bangladeshi floodplain. It's a sea of fluid.
Oh, God.
The three girls remained silent.
Silent? That's weird.
To be fair, they've all got their mouths full.
Well, I know, but for it to be like, no, like, yeah, or whatever, like, just like completely silent.
It's soundproofed as well.
For it all to be silent, everyone's just troughing. It's creepy.
The three girls remained silent as they each enjoyed the thrills of oral sex.
The thrills of oral sex. We've all enjoyed the thrills of oral sex, right, guys?
Well, you have with that cow down the road, clearly.
Oh, Daisy.
It was a thrill for you, not so much for her. I feel like The Thrills of Oral Sex is like a 70s or 80s book. Yes. Yeah, that all parents own.
Yes.
And Rocky's clearly read, cover to cover.
Oh, man.
Time to swap over, said a tiny voice deep under Belinda.
Oh, deep inside her.
Hazel's had enough. She's like, swapsies.
Hazel's like right inside Belinda, but she can still see her giant green watch. She's like, and that's time.
Illuminating her vaginal cavity.
Oh, God.
Time to swap over, said a tiny voice deep under Belinda. It was Hazel.
Of course it bloody was. Who else was it?
And she was the only one on a strict timetable. She had to keep tabs on the time by checking her large fluorescent.
There you go, darling. There you go. How was she checking it? How? Like,
what do you mean? Well, she's still got her arms free.
But her eyes are covered by vag.
Her eyes are inside. Her eyes are in a womb. How can she see her watch?
She can see her cervix.
Oh, my God. She definitely can from where she is. She can see right up. She can probably see light through Belinda's mouth.
She'd be like, I see all the stars. I can see Orion's belt. I think that's a constellation, Belinda's cervix.
If it isn't, we make it one now. Just imagine loads of parents showing their children, and that's Belinda's cervix. Fair enough, replied the other two. Belinda took Hazel's place and Bella Belinda's, leaving Hazel free to move to Bella's old position.
Oh my God, what's happening? Bella went where Belinda was, but Hazel was underneath. So Bella was in fact where Bella had originally been, but Belinda was beneath. What?
How many oranges does Belinda have?
They all got comfortable and started again. This time the juices really flowed, and it wasn't long until Hazel decided they would soon swap over again.
Oh my God. They're going to be drowning in this in B3 with all these juices.
You're going to open the door and all this liquid will just be flooding out.
Gush.
Can we get a mop?
But that's my concern. Who's mopping B3?
Oh God. Yeah, who cleans up?
Because someone's going to use that after them.
Also, imagine being the cleaning team at the other end that's got to come on and like... Who's doing the bees? Because I don't want to go up there.
I'll take the toilets. I'm not taking the bees. I'm not.
I'll take economy comfort class toilets, all right?
All the way. Do you think they see on the chart that it's a Hazel flight and they're like, fuck that, I'm taking holiday.
Sick day. I don't want you guys to dry up, said a panting Hazel. I don't want you guys to dry up.
It's like a dog.
Like a dog. That would be truly unthinkable.
I find this hard going. Does anybody else?
This is the longest flight I've ever been
honestly.
On.
Honestly. And I get restless on flights, but this is ludicrous.
Bella and Belinda nodded as they took up their positions for the last time. Last time, guys.
How do they know it's the last time? Oh, they're aware of the time too, I guess.
Clearly. Whilst they had never experienced a session quite like this, 40,000 feet up in the air, they were willing to accept Hazel's superior knowledge.
Of what?
Yeah, what is Hazel's superior knowledge?
I'll tell you. Oh. That it could be possible that one, or heaven forbid, all three could dry up at any time.
Oh, because of the altitude, the air conditioning and everything.
Yeah, you do get dehydrated on
you
a flight.
You do.
Well, I was going to say, do you think senses are heightened, like when you're that high up, do you think sex is like better when you're up in the air?
Well, who has joined the Mile High Club? I haven't. Alice?
No, I haven't. I haven't slept with someone. I've slept on someone.
Near enough.
Oh, I bet you're a dribbler as well.
Totally. I actually was on a flight once and I was in the middle of the bank of three seats, you know, at the side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there were two larger units either side of me. They put their armrests up and just leant in. Didn't give a shit.
And you left the flight as flat as a pancake.
I didn't have a choice in the matter. I really didn't. We were essentially on a sofa. It was awful.
But yeah, if you have joined the Mile High Club, we'd love to hear your stories.
Does it make sex better?
Email us at mydadwriteaporno@gmail.com. I want to know. I want to know if it's better.
And also how you get away with it.
Yeah.
Because there is no B1 to 5. So where are you doing it? I'm presuming the toilet.
Yeah.
But it's really obvious if two people come out of a toilet.
And also, those spaces are so small, like the logistics of it are just baffling.
They were willing to accept Hazel's superior knowledge, that it could be possible that one, or heaven forbid, all three, could dry up at any time. No doubt one of the risks of air travel they didn't tell you about.
They really don't, do they? They don't.
They shouldn't have to tell you about that.
Very much an industry secret, that one.
And when they're getting all the, like, 100ml liquids and they're like, I will need that 500ml of lube. Sorry, I will need it. It's a long-haul flight, so...
Hazel needn't have worried. Belinda and Bella were made of stern stuff.
You could wring them out, honestly.
And they lasted the pace. Perhaps working in the pots and pans business had given them some Teflon coating.
Oh, there you go. Wonderful. Love that.
A bit of rough air turbulence initiated a message from...
Oh, my God, I'm a psychic.
What?
This is happening way too often for it to be just coincidence. Have you bought the book and read ahead?
No, I promise I haven't read ahead.
Are you cheating? Are you cheating on us with Rocky? Not with Rocky. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Because you can buy the book. So if you have bought it, James, and read ahead, that would be very, very disappointing.
It would be a sackable offence.
I'm just impressed that I'm predicting the entirely unpredictable.
A bit of rough air turbulence initiated a message from the captain asking everyone to fasten their seatbelts, which saw Hazel lose her concentration.
Lose her shit. She was like, fuck!
I've got to get back to the cockpit!
She slapped Belinda's ass and shouted, that's it, girls. Thanks for the party, especially the drinks. Let's meet again soon.
Gotta go. See ya.
I love the painted on airline staff smile like, thanks for flying with us. Gotta get back. Bye.
And to our gold card holders, come again soon.
I hate it how they always thank all those groups and I'm never in any of them.
No, I know. They all quickly dressed and headed back down to their seats. Belinda and Bella ordered another bottle of champers. Oh, I don't think you can during turbulence. And I've also tried.
I bet you have. And they're coming out of the spiral staircase door while the turbulence is on. So the seatbelt light's on. So everyone's just sat in, like no one's milling around. And the three of them come out. Come on.
Where have they been?
And also, a spiral staircase is hard to negotiate at the best of times. In turbulence, they'll be flapping all over the place.
And Bella being pissed as she is. She's going to topple down.
And Belinda in heels, probably, knowing her.
Oh, God. We've got three deaths on our hands on the spiral staircase.
Belinda and Bella ordered another bottle of champers as they reckoned they needed to replace their liquid levels.
No, it's not hydrating.
This is not how biology works.
Also, these two are wild. They're like, they're crazy.
When they're together as well.
Yeah.
They're the glee team.
Oh,
they're living life to the full. They're living every day as if it's their last, and it sounds like it's going to be at this rate.
If that was your last, though, imagine having to read that bit at the funeral. She died doing what she loved. Shagging in a weird little room on a long-haul flight.
Falling down the spiral staircase that doesn't exist.
Belinda and Bella ordered another bottle of champers as they reckoned they needed to replace their liquid levels. After all, Jim Sterling was getting closer with every hour. Belinda needed some time to practice her new cervix techniques.
No.
Oh my God, if I realised Jim Sterling was getting closer every hour, I'd be like, turn the plane around, or I'd cause something to start an emergency landing or something.
Make a little fire in the gangway. Yeah.
I'd open that door that I was talking about earlier.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than him looming on the horizon, is there?
She wasn't going to easily waste the expensive 6 hours she'd spent with a personal trainer to not finish mastering the skills which had clinched the biggest pots and pans deal of her career.
I thought we'd lost you there.
Mate, that was a never-ending sentence.
Sorry, 6 hours with a personal trainer?
Yeah.
Wow, he's really splashed out there. Isn't that what you get for free before you sign up properly?
Can you see any results after 6 hours?
Belinda needed some time to practice her new cervix techniques. She wasn't going to easily waste the expensive 6 hours she'd spent with a personal trainer to not finish mastering the skills which would clinch the biggest pots and pans deal of her career. And that's the end of the chapter.
Hey, and breathe.
The size of breath that you took, that's what Hazel had to take before Belinda put a vagina over the top of her face. Honestly.
So where we're heading now, presumably for the rest of the book, is for some time with Mr. Jim Sterling.
How do we feel about his return?
Well, I'm worried we're going to lose listeners.
Quite rightly as well.
Yeah, we've been trying so hard to break America and it's all going to go up in smoke.
I'd love a little preview of the title of the next chapter.
Oh, would you indeed? Very simple.
Oh, God.
Guess, please.
Very simple.
Very.
Just Jim?
Just chapter 14?
No, guys. It's Texas, USA.
Oh, of course.
A whole state.
Oh, that Texas. My bad.
So, yeah, come back next week to enjoy, I don't know, a bit of barbecue, cowboys. What else do they do in Texas?
I think that's it.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
And in the meantime, get in touch on Twitter, @dadwroteaporno.
We're on Instagram, mydadwroteher, and you can find us on Facebook if you just search My Dad Wrote a Porno.
And if you enjoy the adventures of Belinda Blumenthal and Rocky's writing, then you would, I'm sure, love our new book. It's Belinda Blinked One.
Where we first met Jim Sterling.
Exactly. And it's got loads of kind of added bonuses in. So Rocky's written us some new material, a bit of insight into his process. We've kind of highlighted some of the things that you may have missed. It's basically the ultimate fan guide, isn't it?
It is. And also, because we had so many people getting in touch saying that they have Belinda Blinked parties, there are so many things that you can do as a group in there. There's like a quiz, there are activities, there's a drinking game, obviously. So just a great thing to get out at a party or a dinner party and just have a bit of fun with Belinda.
Just be careful who you invite to that dinner party. Yeah. They've got to be fellow filth bags.
Yeah. See you in Texas.
Yeehaw!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.